previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The Ford Motor Company has announced the retrenchment of some 470 workers at its Stirrendale engine plant and Silverton assembly plant. Ford says it's adjusting its manufacturing operations in South Africa, part of its ongoing efforts to optimize production and respond to evolving market demands. Ford employs just over 4,500 people at its Pretoria plant and some 750 in Gqeberha. The Ford announcement follows hard on the heels of similar job cuts by Mercedes-Benz in East London. Trade Union Solidarity says it sees this announcement as possibly the beginning of greater job losses facing the entire automotive industry in South Africa. The Department of Agriculture says it's increasing efforts to combat the current rampant foot and mouth disease outbreak. It says it received 400,000 doses of vaccine from Botswana last week and has already distributed 50,000. A departmental spokesperson says these latest efforts show the department is doing everything it can to contain the spread of the virus. However, agricultural lobby group TLUSA says government should allow for the privatization of vaccines, as this would be the most realistic and quickest way to control the outbreak. Africa, and South Africa in particular, continues to bleed money in illicit money flows. As Business Day reports, it's now 10 years since Thabo Mbeki's high-level panel warned that Africa was losing $50 billion a year in illicit money outflows. Nothing has changed, it says, except the amount has doubled and South Africa is part of the problem. Illicit money flows refer not just to corruption, contraband trade, tax evasion and criminal activities, but also to things like transfer pricing and trade misinvoicing. And those last two enable multinationals to shift profits out of Africa to low-tax jurisdictions, thereby depriving countries of critical revenues. According to the high-level panel's latest report, South Africa is one of only four African countries that significantly regressed in financial secrecy regulations in the period between 2020 and 2022. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening with both the All Share and Top 40 down just over a tenth of a percent. London's FTSE down 0.4. New York, fresh record highs for the Dow and the S&P 500, up 0.2 and 0.3% respectively. The Nasdaq was up 0.5%, but no record there. Tokyo this morning down 0.2%. Hong Kong up 0.7%. Sydney just above flat. The US dollar is easier at 1.17 to the euro. The rand at 17.73 to the dollar, 20.68 to the euro, 23.93 to sterling. Gold at 3,412. Platinum 13.56. Bitcoin just under 111,800. Brent crude oil just over $68 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.